She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
Testing.
No, is that how you test? What are you... There.
Test.
Is that recording? Yes.
There.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3. All right, let's get started. My Wife Hates Me podcast, episode something.
Inauguration Day.
All right. First of all, I want to thank real quick before I forget.
Oh, my God. Is it before I start talking?
Yes.
You know, it's only me on the podcast, so you could just be like, hey, I'm going to just do this. You could have just said it to me before we started.
Said what? I want to thank somebody.
I know. I'm going to, at the beginning, at the top of the show, I'm going to thank somebody. But instead, you just like...
I just thought of it. I didn't just think of it. I knew I was going to thank
Well, I had somebody I was going to thank at the top of the show, so...
Okay, after I thank my person?
No, I thank first. Why? You just think you can thank anybody you want?
Oh, you're really getting on my nerves already. That's why I can't do these things. I'd like to thank Anthony Sobis. Anthony Sobis sent a nice, what do you call it, donation to my PayPal. My PayPal is richvoss.com. Is it? Rich at richvoss. Rich at richvoss.com or PayPal, whatever. And I said, why did you, you know, I emailed him, why did you do that? I mean, you know, so weird when you get, you know, a gift like that. And he said, well, for all the, you know, podcasts I've listened to for free and your CDs that you put up there for free. He never did Patreon when we had it. So I want to thank Anthony.
We still have Patreon, I think. You can still do it.
Oh, you can still do Patreon. Do you know where?
We just won't give you anything for it.
Yeah,
well, you'll get the same thing if you were listening for free.
No,
as if you get Patreon.
No, but you get those videos we're adding now. You know, everything, nothing free.
Yeah, but you get videos. You could see this on my Instagram.
I know, but still, it costs money to do this. Oh. You know, I don't like to ask for anything.
No, I'm just saying, but if you go on our Patreon, it's basically just paying. It's just like out of the goodness of your heart, paying for a product that you use. It's like NPR when they're like, "Hey."
It's like, well, that's what Anthony Sobis did. He sent, a nice amount.
We're having if you want to join our Patreon, all I'm saying is go ahead and do that. That would be lovely.
What's our Patreon? Do you know it?
I don't know what it is, but we won't give you any extra.
Yes, we do. We're giving videos.
Okay. You won't get very much.
You will. You get a podcast.
No, you don't. The idea is that you're just giving for what you're already getting, just like NPR doesn't give you extra. They give you a tote bag. Okay, we'll give you a tote bag.
No, we won't.
No, we won't.
I sent Anthony a gift today.
What'd you send him?
A signed CD, my last CD.
Okay.
When I saw Hamilton.
I was supposed to send a girl a book, and I haven't done it yet, but I will within the next year, I promise.
Let's dedicate this whole show to Anthony. What's his name again? Sobis.
Anthony Sobis.
Okay.
Okay, first of all.
I think it's, I don't even really know my PayPal. I think it's richvoss.com or rich at richvoss.com. Yeah.
And here comes the password.
Oh, hearty har har. Rich at richvoss.com. PayPal.
Okay. What?
Yeah, that's my email.
What? What's up with your? You tie dyed that yourself?
No, I think this is so cool. I bought this.
Rich is wearing a tie dyed
headband, bandana. It's a bandana. And
it looks like a hanky.
It's a bandana. It's so cool. I saw it at the.
He's got it tied back like. It's Where like you were just in gay prison or something.
No, it was like I saw it at the dollar store. I was in there with Raina. I go, that's so
you
cool.
You and Raina love the dollar store.
It's because this reminds me of back in the day when tie-dye, when growing up, And we used to have tie-dye. I have a couple tie-dye shirts from Woodstock 94. Mm-hmm. I have. And this, I just like, I remember tie-dye, how cool it was. And I felt like throwing a bandana on, a tie-dye bandana. Doesn't it look good?
No.
Why don't you think it looks good? What's wrong with you?
It looks like if I saw this person out in public, I'd be like, I would definitely think there was something going on. Even if there wasn't a pandemic, I'd give him a wide berth. You know, I wouldn't know what to expect from you. I would think if you're wearing a headband like that, like maybe you stopped taking your medication.
I would expect better ad-libbing from you than what you just did.
I'm trying to say you seem like a mental patient.
Yeah.
You know, you honestly seem like, if you were walking towards me, I think he's coming to ask for money.
No, not at all. It looks so cool, doesn't it? And I put it on nice.
Well, you have dollar glasses on. You have a dollar fucking tie-dyed thing on your head.
Yeah, so? But I got a Rolex, baby.
I know. It doesn't make... That's why I would think, like, mentally ill. Like, or you just... You look like you just robbed somebody rich. That's what you look like.
I like it. I'm not going to wear it outside. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll wear it outside. You
Maybe
never know.
I will. Maybe I'll wear it outside. Maybe I will.
What
is that? How it happens when you put on that? It was just like the magical headband.
Well,
what's
I did
it called? Bandana.
It's bandana. Don't pull it.
The magical bandana. When he puts it on, there's nothing he can't do. Maybe I'll go outside.
Yeah. That's
well, with the magical bandana, nothing can stop you. If you want to go outside, you go outside.
I could go out.
Do you not see your glasses as crooked?
Oh. Yeah.
Hate to keep harping on this, but why won't you go get an eye test?
They're like 100. I went there. It's $140.
I told you I'd pay for
it. Yeah, because you know you're going to pay $140 and they're going to go, you need glasses. Hey, you can't move them.
You're wearing them. This is the argument we have. You need glasses because you're always wearing them. And anytime I say something to you, you go, glasses. I can't see. I can't see. It's either.
That's not true. I could see perfectly fine except.
Okay, I'm going to put something on without.
Okay. What?
Please read.
Reading.
Right here. Can you read that?
These are reading glasses.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can because you need glasses.
Go hold up a finger. I could see that.
Why you make me do that? You knew I was going to.
Get me an eye chart. Do you have an eye chart on you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I could just hold up anything. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I could hold up this fucking bandana. Like, you probably bought that bandana without your glasses on. You're like, that looks nice.
I like it. I bet you.
Shimmy, shimmy, shoot, shoot. I got a bandana. Like, when you see people, what? Like, do you have any kind of like, ooh, I'm wearing this weird bandana.
No.
Dollar store glasses. Oh.
Nobody. Look, the bandana isn't. It's a nice tie. I'm not going to say.
Asking for your scratch-offs with all your rings on. Like, they must
I don't
like,
wear my rings.
What is up with this dude?
First of all, I only wear one ring. I've taken all my rings off.
Remember when you were in the dollar store and that guy was like, Rich Foss, how you been doing? And it was like, the lady was going through the checkout. Ching, 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 ching. That'll be $12. You're like, I'm fine. Doing good. That's one of the funniest moments. That was a real ironic moment.
Okay, whatever. Let's move on.
I'm doing good. One time, also, you were having a garage sale. I don't know what you call them here. Oh. You were calling it a tag sale, maybe?
I didn't have one. I went to one.
And the guy goes, Rich Foss, what happened to you?
No, he didn't. He goes, Rich Foss, hey, how's it going?
No. I remember you got mad because he was like, what happened to you? And you were like, what happened to me? You got mad. You're like, I'm on tour. And yeah. You told me the story that you got. No. You said something back to him.
Whatever. I don't know.
You lied.
I don't know. I don't. That was a long time ago. I didn't have a garage sale. You would know if we had a garage sale. We've never had one.
I guess
we've been to.
But it was out front of our.
But why are you so
place?
Unaware of stuff? You would know if we had.
I just forgot.
That you would forget whether we had a garage sale or
yes,
not.
Yes, yes, because in the beginning, you would things just were a blur. You suddenly, it was like suburban life. I didn't know from one moment to the next. We went and bought tables at Walmart. I remember, like, what am I doing in a Walmart Friday at 11? I mean, this was.
It was never a Friday at 11, because first of all, okay. I was always working every weekend back then. That was before the pandemic. So right there, we know your story's exaggerated.
That was when I first met you. One of the first times I came to New Jersey.
And it wasn't
Don't
Walmart.
Do you remember
it was
you
Kmart.
Made me go to, like, it was Kmart. We were. I was like, what?
To get a microwave. I went to get a microwave.
You don't remember doing that table for hours, elongating the legs or something?
Elongating?
Elongating.
Elongating. Who the fuck says elongating? I was making a table
it's
high.
A pretty,
I was making
it's
a
pretty
table,
average word.
I was making the table higher. And I was making
You're
it higher.
Elongating
no,
the legs.
I wasn't elongating the table, you fucking idiot. I was raising it, making it. Higher, elongating. Oh boy, how do I do a podcast with someone like you?
I don't know. Do you want someone stupider so that you can relate to them? All right, I don't know. You and Bobby seem to have thousands and thousands of conversations a day. We'll be watching a movie and you'll just take a call in the middle of a movie.
Yeah, only if it's Bobby, yeah.
Yeah, and then you guys are laughing and I'm like, come on, wrap it up. This is the two loneliest men in the world.
You talk on the phone from the
night.
Second
not
you get
at, no.
From the second
no.
you get up.
Some days I don't.
You talk all day on the phone to all your different gossip girls. Okay.
How is it possible though that I never get any gossip? Like it is what I live for, and yet nobody ever has any.
And the thing is,
like I get really most of my good intel comes from you.
No, I don't give you. I give you some intel.
You gave me the best one this pandemic, which I won't say.
No, I gave you some good intel, and I get intel because, you know.
Who the fuck uses the word intel when they're just having a regular conversation?
Elongating. Elongating.
You ever go to an elongating party? I don't even know what that means.
It doesn't mean anything.
I was kind of like making a joke on tailgating.
Oh, God. All right. So we have a new president. Is there, you know, it was funny
Can
when
we stop having to pretend we know anything about politics.
No,
now?
I do know a lot.
Oh my God. My friends call me and start talking politics. I'm just like, oh yeah, right. Oh, that's, yeah, no, that makes me angry. And I have no idea what they're talking about half the time.
Well, you know, it's.
I just learned how to say Kamala. I think it's Kamala. I think I'm actually saying it wrong. Kamala.
Well, here's what I'm.
Kamala, 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 Kamani. No, it's like Kama, Kama, Kama. Oh, Kama, Kama.
Do you talk
Kama,
to hear yourself talk?
Do you remember that?
Do you talk to hear yourself? Is that what you do?
No one listens to me.
Kama, Can I?
Kama, 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 Chameleon.
Oh God. So.
Kamala, there's got to be some way to do kind of a parody on that.
Is there got to be some way?
I believe so.
Why don't you get a hold of
it? I feel it in my heart.
Maybe.
It's been there all along.
Maybe you and Weird Al can do something. How the fuck, when they have Grammys for comedy, they put like Weird Al on them? People that aren't even stand-up comics. Weird Al's won Emmys for his comedy albums, and he's not a comic. They're song parodies.
As somebody who's won a pretty big award for my album, I can say that it is annoying. It should be the best of the best.
And, you know, whenever they do the top comics, you know, they put like people like Carol Burnett or, you know, Gilda Radner or, you know, Dom DeLuise, who are funny as fuck, but they're not comics. They're not stand-up comics.
So you should make but they might be saying like, what are all these fucking stand-up comics in this? This is not stand-up comedy. This is comedy.
No. For what? No. When you're
But if
doing,
they're
no.
like, why is this Rich Voss in this category? He just stands there with a mic. I do characters.
Yeah.
Voices.
Okay, sketch comedy.
I learn
comedy.
Lines.
Sketch comedy improv, whatever. But stand-up is stand-up. But when you go to best, 100 stand-up, whatever, stand-ups. And
oh, when they
I'm,
say stand up in that thing.
Yeah. And
I'm glad that we're showing this.
I'm definitely, what?
This is, I mean, we did such a nice job on this background. This is a virtual background that we chose. This is not our real background. Our real background is goes way, way back deep, and it's a lot of brick and hardwood. Right?
I am.
Right, Rich?
I am in the top 100 comics.
We didn't want people to know we live in a castle.
I'm in the top 100 comics of all times. And if they don't put me in that comedy hall of fame up in upstate New York or
whatever
the fuck it is.
Should I just pretend to not hear what you're saying and go on my own rant?
No, it just really bothers me that I've done everything and can, you know, anywhere from Dev Jam to Rosie to everything. I don't fail and yet, you know, whatever. I better be submitted or put in that comedy hall of fame or whatever. It's fucking amazing.
You're already angry for something
that
in
hasn't
the future
been...
that won't. You're already putting it.
I should be in there already. All right. So anyhow, you know what gets me? You know,
these are things that would never concern me.
Yeah, well, because you're not like me. You know.
Yeah, I have some inner core. You have zero. It's amazing that you can stand up at all. What's amazing?
Can I elongate?
Is that you?
Can I elongate and finish what I was saying?
No, it's amazing to me that you have stomach pain.
Why? It's killing me. It was
because
getting
it's
good
an
for
an empty
weeks.
Hole. That's why.
You're an
There's
empty
nothing
hole.
There. That's gonna be the clip now. Because they love using stuff where it's like. You know, you getting even with me.
Oh, do they?
Who's they? I don't know who's doing it. It's like our overlords are making these videos. Please, sir, make me look good then.
What was I saying?
You know,
so funny.
I don't know.
It's so funny, like, a lot of these Trump supporters.
Yeah, yeah. What?
Said they were going to protest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll just walk. I don't.
You said it's so funny. I was getting ready to laugh.
I didn't say anything funny.
You said it's so funny.
Oh, well,
these Trump supporters. I was getting excited, ready to laugh.
I'm not saying it's funny, but a lot of the Trump supporters, you know, people were saying they were going to protest or riot or do whatever during the inauguration. In the different state capitals. I would love to see all of those red hats head to Trenton and protest in Trenton, because Trenton is an urban city, you know. They might do it, you know, in fucking Scottsdale or somewhere, but you ain't doing it in Trenton. That's all I'm saying. You ain't doing it in Trenton.
And I believe you are an expert in what the gangs are doing, just because I know you really pick your headwear very carefully. What does this say to the gang members? This, if you went to Trenton,
I'm not a Crip or a Blood.
No, this is you trying to bring people together. Is that correct?
Yes? A tie dye bandana around your head brings people together. Yeah, no, listen, that whole bringing people together, that's never going to happen. It doesn't matter who's president. Never. You're not going to bring. What you got to do is just be able to learn how to live with other people. You're not going to bring them. There's no fucking holding hands and singing by the campfire. That shit is not, you know, there's no Israel and the Middle East. There's not going to be peace. You know, Russia, America, all of it. You know what? Just learn how to live without fucking killing each other. Oof. Then be happy.
Very dark view of the.
It's the bottom line. Clinton spent all that time, you know, trying to get fucking Middle East peace. You know, there has been some headway in the Middle East with Israel and Abbott, whatever country that is, you know, with the, where they get fucking.
I love that you speak like.
I don't know the exact.
I would never talk about this publicly because I'd want to like have read something just prior.
I've read
to,
a lot about like, it. I just forget names.
I know, but doesn't that make. Like when you're talking about it, aren't you like, I mean, do you think everyone's like less informed than you and you're telling them stuff?
Yes, I'm trying to help people.
Even
I know.
Even though you don't know the names of.
Certain, whatever country.
Countries and yeah. stuff. Well, you don't think like, oh, maybe I should.
I'm just curious.
If Israel,
you know, made peace with Lebanon or Syria or fucking, you know, Turkey, Morocco, whatever the fucking, yeah. I don't know. Those are easy names. The other one I forget, you know, Abu Dhabi or Dooby Dooby or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is
what
like, when
saying.
I talk to my friends. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Uh-huh.
you know what I'm saying. So
I know what you're saying. Oh, I've read that. I saw a clip on that. Oh yeah, no, I tweeted about that.
I think it's just so
But don't you think like there's people out there that are listening that are smarter than you and they're like, oh, come on, Rich, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I do know what I'm talking about. I do know what I'm talking about. There hasn't been peace in 1,000 years in the Middle East, in a 2,000 years. So all of a sudden, you know, what was I saying?
So like right there when you're, don't you think there's somebody on the other end going like, he can't even finish a thought. He has no idea what he's saying.
I know what I'm saying.
I know you know what you're saying, but don't you think like you sometimes sound like you don't know what you're saying?
No. No, people know what I'm saying.
You don't allow yourself to like.
People know what I'm saying.
People know that you're smart about politics.
That's how you feel. My politics are, a lot of it or some of it is based on emotion and feelings, and you know.
And what are yours based on?
I said some of my politics.
Oh, some of your politics. Okay.
It's based on emotion, feelings, facts.
Are you mad at me for asking questions?
Not at all, because you're dumb, so you got to ask questions.
I got it. I don't know what I'm.
You could ask me anything. Whatever you want to ask me, you could ask me, and I could give you facts. I can give you my feelings, my emotions about it, whatever. But you'll get an answer.
Do you ever find something out where you go, "Ooh, I was saying something, and I actually was wrong about that, and I better not say that anymore."
Not really, no.
Never happens.
No, because if I say something wrong, there's nothing wrong with how you feel. If I say something about something...
If you were like, there's never been peace in 1,000 years and then...
2,000.
Like, actually, it was 1,800. Would you be like, okay, I've been saying 2,000, I should stop?
Oh, maybe, no, because that's fucking technicalities.
Okay, that was a technicality because I couldn't think of a better example, but there's no example where you would be like, ugh.
Not really.
Your mind could be changed by someone else?
Not really, because...
You've never changed your mind.
Yeah, I have.
And then, so when you think back to the other thing that you were saying, you go, oh, maybe I shouldn't have been saying that.
No, because at that moment, that's what I believed. But then maybe if I change my mind, it's a new moment.
There's always an out for you.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It's not an out. It's just...
No, but I'm just curious. At that moment... I beat myself up about almost everything.
I wish I did.
It seems like you never beat yourself up about anything that you used to say or think or...
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&M's, and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&M's to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common. Fun. M&M's. For all fun kind.
Just curious. I would. How do I get on that path?
Elongate. Whatever the fuck you want to do, do. You got to do what you got to do when you got to do it.
Is that something that Joey Diaz says?
No, I was just thinking of him. I might go visit him today.
I could tell when you visited him. You start talking like him a little bit.
I sent him a
bitch, what's for dinner? I said, what? Who's this? Suck my balls. Let's have a great day.
He says that on Instagram. Let's have a great day. I like that. He just had an operation on his knee, and he got his stitches out Monday. So I sent him a picture.
Did it myself.
I sent him a...
That's how men are. Who is this person? I'm not even doing him anymore.
I text him a picture.
You texted? Is that a word that you can't say?
I said...
Yeah, but wrong tense.
Text is past tense, E-D, text. T-E-X-T-E-D, text.
Yeah, how are you saying texted?
I didn't say texted.
Oh, you were supposed to, though. What were you saying? I text him?
Texted.
That's like somebody with the English is the same language. I text him.
Text, not texted. Good. Texted is like you sound like you grew up in a hood. Yo, man, she was big boneded.
It's actually correct. I texted him. That's correct. I texted him. Why is it so hard for you to say that? If you say, I text him, that sounds not right.
I text.
Did.
Him. You emphasize the last T.
Texted. You put an ED when it's past tense. You did it in the past. You edited it. You did it. No. So when you say I text him, what is it you're really going to say? I just want to see if you got this now. This is like grammar lessons for Rich Voss.
No, I don't.
You don't elongate. You elongated.
So he had his stitches taken out Monday. So I text him.
Texted. Stop it. Why do you say that?
People know what I'm saying.
I know, but that's like...
You could say, I text him. I text him.
No, it doesn't. You don't. You say, I texted.
It's I texted it. It's so stupid.
No, it's not, I texted it. It's I texted. Texted.
So I text him.
Okay. I text, can I leave? It, am I allowed to go? What is this? Somebody, is my jailer going to come and let me out at some point? I can't do this anymore. I've been pretending to be married to this man for 15 years.
Right now.
I think I paid my price to society. He's fucking sitting here in his tie-dyed bandana and his fucking dollar store glasses, scratching his ass. He won't set up the camera in any kind of way. He's drooling. Look at me. Now look at me and then look at him. Was this what my life was supposed to be?
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Doing a podcast in a closet?
It's not a closet. It's a...
Somebody who can't put an ED on the word text because it's just like, what? Who knows why?
This is our podcast room. It's not a closet.
It's a walk-in closet.
There's clothes hanging in it. But we're doing our podcast here, so it's our podcast room.
Do you see now, people, why I don't believe in God? Because I did everything the way that I was supposed to. I worked hard as a child. I grew up with nothing. I made my way to America, became something of myself, and this is my reward?
Yeah, well.
This is it?
You'd be happy. You look to the left. You see that bed over there?
Yeah.
What did I do for you on that bed recently?
Made me go to my fucking special place where I waited for it to be over.
Yeah. Remember that?
You're the only man I know that brags about having sex with his wife. Like,
I didn't brag.
Yeah, you always do. I hear you on the phone. We get a last night.
No, you never heard me say that.
She licked my balls, Joey.
So...
You get your wife. I heard you and Bobby talking about sleeping with your wife. He was like, because you always talk to him on speaker after everybody's gone to bed. Why? Now I can hear, you don't sleep with your wife. What?
Hold on.
It's like, sorry, I went too loud. You don't sleep with your wife. I like sleeping with my wife. I can hear you and Bobby having that conversation. You're like, well, I snore.
Yeah. And you keep bothering me at night when I'm trying to sleep, waking me up and shit.
Do it into the mic. Into the mic. Into the mic. You know the rules.
Oh, sorry.
If I have to fucking suffer, so do they.
Can I finish my story?
Can we finish our lives? Can this be the end of everything? Please.
So he got his stitches out.
Who?
Joey on his, he had
a
knee.
Oh, I forgot what we were talking about.
So Monday I emailed him, I hope you're feeling okay. And I sent him a picture of your three sewing machines. I go, if you need to get it done again, Bonnie has three sewing machines and she would like to
stop telling people I have three sewing machines. Do you know
why? Brag. If you're going to be a sewer.
It's so embarrassing to have a hobby, in my opinion. That why? You should, I don't know. It just is. It's just embarrassing. It's like.
I sit down here, but I miss twice. At night, if I come down to watch TV by myself in the basement, I'll bring my little crossbow, the little one I have. It's like a...
the one you'll find in me when I'm...
It's like a...
This is what's
It's like a handheld crossbow, like a small one. It's powerful. And I bring it down here in case somebody breaks in or an animal or something gets in. But at the end of the night, you know, because I keep it loaded next to me as I'm watching TV on the couch.
Yeah, God forbid I come down too quickly. Poop.
No. But at the end of the night when I go upstairs, I got to shoot it because I can't go upstairs with it loaded. So Bonnie has this big fucking mannequin thing. But I try to shoot at the mannequin, but I miss twice, right into the wall. This fucking thing is so powerful. It's so powerful. I don't know. I don't even know why I brought that up. Maybe because I'm looking at the crossbow box. That's my big crossbow. Those things are like a compound bow. I'm pretty good at, but I haven't practiced a crossbow. That's something to practice. You know what I mean? That's something to practice. But you take it outside. If you miss, whatever it hits, the arrow's done, and you're not getting it out. So, when spring comes along, I'll practice the crossbow a little more. The compound bow, I have no problem with.
All right, are we done with that?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine that people are still listening, but you know.
I don't know what. So are you happy about your about the new president? Like, what did you do? People are probably celebrating.
I made a soup. I'm making a soup.
What kind? Not that nasty. I've been eating too many beans and stuff. That's what's killing my stomach, is the gas, all the backup gas from all this fucking beans.
Yeah, no, it's definitely the beans and not the the sugar intake or the gum.
I barely have sugar.
You eat basically bread and cheese and sugar.
I barely have cheese. You never see me have cheese.
Pizza?
Barely. Yeah, once every 2 weeks maybe. That pizza's been in there for almost 2 weeks now.
Wow. The one thing I love about you is that no matter what, you will
win.
Yeah, I mean, you just, there's not one single subject where you won't go to 11 on it.
If I was a...
I do not. You're just like so defensive.
If I was a casino owner, my name would be Steve Wynn.
Wow, that's good. That's real good.
You like that?
Yeah, I mean, not that many people can do puns that cleverly.
That wasn't a pun. That was a play on words.
Not a pun?
I forgot what the definition of pun. What's the definition? It's like, using a word that's spelled differently, like give an example.
A what?
Give an example.
Did you say give a gamble?
I said give an example.
Of a pun? You just gave one.
Which one?
If you owned a casino in...
Win. Yeah. Two different words. A word that sounds the same with two different meanings.
There you go.
That's a pun.
Yeah. Good job.
You're
a grammar test. You're doing very good. Do you want to tell us what a verb is?
An action.
Do you want to tell us what a noun is?
Person, place, or thing.
Do you want to tell us what an adverb is?
It's a reverse verb.
A reverse verb?
What's an adverb?
Well, let's think about it for a minute.
Are you chewing on a fingernail?
No.
You're fucking gross.
What are you talking about?
She's so gross.
I do not. She I'm not chewing it. On a fingernail. Look at my nails.
Look at her. She thinks she's so hot and pretty. And
I do
director.
Not. I think I'm disgusting.
If you were directing a movie, would you sit there nibbling on a nail?
I'm not.
And tell the
nails,
fucking
please.
Lead actor, excuse me, can you show more? Hold on.
I was not.
Oh, nasty bitch.
Stop
You're
it.
Nasty.
Wow, you did win. There you go.
I'm not trying to win anything.
No, take me down. Go ahead. Feels good.
Take you down?
Yeah.
I'm not taking you down.
No, because I always...
Oh, really? Sit there and talk about...
That's why I said it feels good. It's like, it's nice that you have your counteraction.
Counteraction? Counteraction?
What?
Don't stare at me when you're... God, I...
Is that because you didn't know what an adverb was?
No.
It describes a verb.
Can you let me finish?
Like run quickly.
It's run impossible.
Quickly is the
answer. I think we talked about this last week, but we tried to go get a kitten yesterday. Two trips to Philly.
I don't feel like talking about that.
All right. Some people gave me numbers of places to call.
You
know where we should go?
I was relieved that we didn't have to get one.
Why? I wouldn't mind having a kitten.
I mean, if it happened, it would have happened and it would have been fine.
No,
but it was like, I'm not that thrilled because I know that it's going to fall to me to do everything, you know? But I will talk about our neighbors for a minute who I went to on Saturday to see you do a show, which you were very, very funny, by the way.
Extremely.
Extremely funny.
How comfortable and how I just make...
Okay, I don't... Listen, if you want to, like, record me at the time saying it, but I'm not going to be prompted by you to repeat what I said.
I mean, like, it's a weird thing. Going, you are funny.
You were really funny. If I, you know, I am your wife.
Examples, like, examples.
I don't remember. You were good with the audience. And you were very comfortable. You talked about things that were really going on. It was funny.
And relevant, right?
Very relevant. And
and in the moment.
Okay.
See, those are...
Do you want me to just like...
That's an adverb.
It isn't.
That's describing what I was doing. Oh. My action.
Okay. In the moment, stand up.
Whatever. Go ahead. So what were you saying about our neighbors?
So they both came by at different times, walked past me to go to the bathroom and said, he's better than the last time we saw him.
I killed the last
time. The last time I heard you were very, very funny. So I think they weren't being rude. I told the guy, Dan, I said, he's always funny. And Dan goes, because of you. So he knows. He must hear me giving you the material beforehand.
You've given me my material?
He must know. He must see me writing it for you.
Yeah.
Making you memorize it. Now, if somebody says this, what do you say?
That's the best story, one of the best stories. And I've said this on the podcast, but I'll say it again. One of the best Doug Stanhope stories ever, where some lady.
Oh, I've heard this story many times.
You have?
Yes.
Well, there's people who haven't heard it. Should I tell it? It's a good story.
Quickly.
All right. Where some lady, I guess, emailed him and said he was offensive or rude. And he emailed her back and said, oh, I'm sorry, but that's the script the club owner gave me. He told the lady that, you know, the club owner writes the script and he has to do it because it's the owner's club.
Yeah, she was very, like, apologetic.
Yeah, so fucking brilliant to respond like that. Go ahead.
So
he's probably in the top 10 best comics of all time. I'm probably in the top 25, but he's probably in the top 10.
In New Jersey, you're probably, like, top one. Joey Diaz.
He's funny, man. I went to see him a couple times.
Okay, I wanted to say this, though. What is, like, do you worry about your neighbors seeing you?
Do stand-up
or in the setup, let's say?
I don't trash my neighbors when I'm doing stand-up.
Raina's friends, their parents. Raina has a friend named Lauren whose parents, I guess, talk about us or watch us.
Yeah, said I'm not funny.
Videos. And then Doug, the dad, said he's funnier than you.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a dentist, right?
Yeah.
I'm a better dentist than him.
Damn. You got him. You got him. Come back from that, bitch.
I'm a better dentist. If you need dental work, don't go see, what's his name?
Doug.
Don't fuck Doug.
Ely.
Fuck Doug. You come see Rich
Voss. Doug Ely.
That's your opinion.
What? Because you're scared Doug Ely's going to sue you?
You can't be saying people's last name. You're fucking so dumb. You don't know anything about legal.
Who cares?
You know nothing.
There's like 17 people that listen to this podcast. The fact that if one of them knows him, that's like ridiculous.
In my opinion, I'm a better...
In my opinion, fuck Doug Ely.
I'm a better dentist, in my opinion.
But what if he saw you wearing... you backed over their...
I backed into their mailbox, knocked it over. I scratched my car, put a dent in it.
Damn.
That's why Doug Ely, or whatever his name is...
Were you wearing your dollar store glasses at the time?
No. All right, we got to wrap this up.
Dollar store glasses. He runs from this conversation. I don't know why.
I'm not running. It's time to wrap it up. It's 2:30. Should I drive down and visit Joey? Get there at 3:30?
Well, sure.
I don't know.
All right. Well, this is something you can think about after we're wrapped up.
Oh,
unless there's a part of the podcast I don't remember that where we just breathe deeply into the microphone while you think, What should I do? Oh, man, I don't feel like my butt hurts. It's a little
dry. My butt is killing me. I'm putting my hand under the bone in my right cheek.
What should I do?
I tried to sit on my massager last night.
We were trying to watch TV, and you were sitting on your... You were like getting an ass massage. Yeah. I couldn't take it. It was like weirdly It was very uncomfortable. It was like watching, it was like, I don't know, having a woman breastfeed in front of you or something. It was like,
that gets me hard.
Okay, bye.
Wait. Do you have anything to plug?
Anything to plug? Your mouth.
You're so corny. February 19th and 20th, I'll be at the Atlantic City Comedy Club at the Claridge Hotel and Casino. February 19th and 20th, go to richvoss.com. I'll be at Uncle Vinny's the week before, Valentine's weekend, 12th and 13th. 12th and 13th, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant. 19 and 20.
Oh, what should I do?
At the Atlantic City Comedy Club, richvoss.com. If you want to, we don't have Patreon, but we do. Yeah. Be like, what do you call it? Be like Anthony Sobis and Rich at richvoss.com.
Wait, I thought you weren't supposed to say people's last names.
He donated.
Oh, my God.
You could say his last name.
Maybe he doesn't want, but what if his wife is like, you donated? Our kids haven't eaten for a week, and you donated to those fucking clowns? You could get him in trouble.
Do you think his wife listens to this?
I don't think he's married. If he's donating money to us, there's something deeply, deeply wrong.
Huh? He's not a goober. He's a good guy. Right, Anthony? Good guy. So follow his footsteps.
Bye.
All right. So come see me perform live. We're going to wrap this up. All right. Goodbye, Gracie. Good night, Gracie. Is that how they said it?
Whatever.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Hi, Phil Swift here for new Flex Superglue. What's truly amazing is that our Flex Superglue is so strong that just one drop virtually welds itself to the surface and can lift over 3 tons. Forget those old superglues. Get the one that's new, Flex Superglue. Go to flexsealproducts.com/3-ton-lift to learn more about how one drop lifted 3 tons. For demonstration purposes only.